You're on 981-2NM. The weather's starting to warm up, which means, for me, this is a bit of a problem because there's some more snakes out there. I'm going to have a word to an expert this morning, Daryl Clayton. He is the reptile handler for Wildlife Aid. He's our local expert. Daryl, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you, mate. Very good.
Mate, I'm a bit worried about all the snakes out there at the moment. Can you tell me, you know, what's the smart thing to do if I find some, you know, in my house, for example, at the moment?
Well, look, if you find one in your house at the moment, I recommend that you shut the door to the room it's in and put a towel on the outside of the door, and that saves me having to look through the whole house because they move fairly quickly. So if it's corralled in one room, it makes it a whole lot easier for me.
There's no chance as I'm shutting that door that they're going to be chasing after me, Daryl. Is it just me that I feel like they're coming after me?
Well, no, look, if especially with a brown snake, if it's backed into a corner, it'll defend itself. And I think that's half the thing. But if you've seen it, just back away, if you can, if possible, out the door, shut the door, put a towel on the outside of the door, call Wildlife Aid, and if I'm available, I will be there and deal with it.
Daryl, how long have you been a snake handler, if you don't mind me asking?
Look, about 20 years. I started off at the State Emergency Service with Wildlife Aid, and I no longer do rescue work, but I still do this as something that I do since I'm retired.
Unlike myself, who is petrified of snakes, you've got a healthy respect for them?
Yeah, look, you know, I mean, they're highly poisonous, so, you know, you've got to be very careful and treat them with respect, and don't try and kill the damn things, because that's more likely the chances are you're going to get bitten.
All right, okay. Have you had to deal with any already this season?
Yes, I had one on Saturday. I've had a few calls, but the majority of the calls, I don't see them. Like, but what I ask people to do is keep an eye on them, but at a respectful distance, and that way I've got an idea where they are, because, to be perfectly honest, outside is their environment.
Yep.
But if they're in your yard, well, just keep an eye on them. Then I can come and you can say, well, I've seen it over there, and we can go, and it just makes my life a whole lot easier.
Daryl, a respectful distance for me would include binoculars. Is that a bit too far away?
No, I've actually seen people do that, so that's not a problem.
You make me feel a lot better about that. Excellent work. So why are there so many snakes around this time of year, Daryl?
Look, it's just, winter time's a time when their movement's very limited because there's no warm weather. So now they're out and about, and for two reasons. They need a feed and they're trying to find a partner.
Right, well, they're not going to find one in me, okay? All right. So, Daryl, what's the phone number for Wildlife Aid if we find that we need them?
Well, the number I have here is 04-298-500-89.
All right, that is the number. Make sure, keep a respectful distance. And Daryl, well, he needs to know where the snake is. You can't just ring up and say, I've seen one somewhere. You need to know exactly where it is, but keep that distance.
If it's all possible, you know, and one thing I must stress on people, to make sure that their front doors aren't left open, and if there are closed, that their screen doors are in good repair. There's a weather strip in the bottom so the snakes can't get underneath.
So that's what they do. They're wandering into houses because it's cooler, sort of thing?
Yes, it is, because in the real hot, they'll have enough warmth of the morning to heat themselves up. If it gets too hot, they can't tolerate the heat like us. They'll come onto concrete slabs in shady spots just to sort of get out of the heat. Especially during the middle of the day, they tend to hunt more of a morning and late of an afternoon.
All right, well, thank you for that. I'm going to keep my doors shut for the next 6 months. That's perfect. Daryl, thank you very much for your advice. Good luck over the rest of snake season, mate.
Yeah, righto. Thanks very much for your time. Thank you. Bye.